From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting another Mideast city falls to the Islamic State. The Islamic State group captured the ancient Syrian city of Palmyra, raising fears of another wave of destruction of irreplaceable cultural artifacts. The development comes just 4 days after the IS group seized the Iraqi provincial capital of Ramadi. Marie Harf is a U.S. spokesperson.
It's sustained damage from both the regime and opposition groups, and the destruction and looting of these sites has been sort of something we've seen in other places in Syria as well that is incredibly harmful. We've spoken up about it a number of times. So we'll keep watching here. We'll keep seeing what's happening on the ground, but this is the reason we're trying to push back ISIL out of Iraq and to try and help the Syrian opposition push back ISIL in Syria.
Palmyra's 2,000-year-old ruins are a UNESCO World Heritage Site. Syria's antiquities director said hundreds of statues were removed to safe places, but Roman-era colonnades and a museum remain vulnerable. Syrian and UN officials are appealing to the world to help protect these sites from IS militants who destroyed ancient artifacts inside Iraq earlier this year. More unrest Wednesday in Burundi. At least one soldier was shot dead in the capital Bujumbura as police clashed with protesters who are demanding that President Pierre Nkurunziza not seek a third term in next month's election. At least 20 people have died in 3 weeks of clashes between security forces and protesters. Authorities put down a coup attempt against Mr. Nkurunziza last week. The president signed a decree Wednesday delaying parliamentary and local elections until June 5th. No word on whether the commission will delay the presidential election scheduled for June 26. African leaders called for the president to postpone that ballot because of mounting unrest. This is VOA News. The United States and Tunisia Wednesday signed an agreement boosting security and economic ties. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry lauded Tunisia's political transition.
What we are signing here today is a reflection of our respect for and our investment in the extraordinary transformation that is taking place as a result of last year's election in Tunisia, the consensus government that has been created in Tunisia, which carries a very important message that democratic institutions, while sometimes difficult in the transition and sometimes taking time in the transition, can succeed when they have courageous leadership and when they have compromise.
The signing came at the beginning of a state visit to Washington by Tunisia's President Beji Caid Essebsi, who meets President Obama at the White House on Thursday. Russia's Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov criticized the U.S. Wednesday for taking part in Ukraine's affairs, quote, not always in a constructive way, another sign of heightened tensions. Speaking to the upper chamber of Russia's parliament, Mr. Lavrov said he hopes Washington convinces Ukrainian authorities to strictly adhere to the latest Minsk ceasefire agreement. Meanwhile, Ukraine's President Petro Poroshenko told the BBC his country is in a real war with Russia, not just with pro-Russian separatists. The United Nations announced peace talks on Yemen will begin next week in Geneva amid uncertainty as to who will attend. Secretary General Ban Ki-moon said he hopes the meeting will restore momentum toward a Yemeni-led political transition process. Abdallah al-Mualimi is the Saudi UN ambassador.
The conference in Geneva is going to be a Yemeni-Yemeni conference, so those who are going to do the talking are going to be the Yemeni parties themselves.
The announcement came as Saudi-led airstrikes against Shia Houthi rebels intensified following a 5-day humanitarian truce. The conflict has left more than 1,800 people dead since mid-March. Chad's government Wednesday voted to extend the mandate of its troops taking part in a joint offensive against Boko Haram insurgents in northern Nigeria. They launched the operation in February in coordination with forces from Nigeria, Cameroon, and Niger, and have pushed back the Sunni extremist group from territories occupied for much of the past 6 years. Meanwhile, hundreds of Nigerian troops face court-martial for alleged offenses related to the fight against Boko Haram. In Mali, a French Defense Ministry statement Wednesday said French special forces killed two senior Islamist militant commanders earlier this week, linked to the group al-Qaeda in the Islamic Maghreb. China's Navy reportedly has issued several warnings to a low-flying U.S. military surveillance plane that passed over a group of man-made islands Beijing is using to secure its sweeping territorial claims in the disputed South China Sea. I'm Victor Beatty.
That's the latest world news from VOA.